When I was about 3 years old, I was actually paralyzed. One would say I was not able to move very much. It was something that came from birth. It was a deficiency of iron. And for 3 years, we didn't really know what was wrong with me, but I was very sick as a child. And at 3 years old, that's when really stuff just came wrong. My bones, everything in my body was hurting so much that sometimes I would faint from the pain itself. And so at the time we had, in France, of course, TV with three channels only, black and white, not much choice as to what you were going to entertain yourself with. And at the time, there was a lot of black and white, wonderful American movies they were showing, which was Fred Astaire mostly. And ever since I saw Fred Astaire move on TV, this to have been able to see him and knew that there was something extraordinary, it just dawned on me that my body had to move a certain way whenever I was going to get better. It had to dance. Moving around was never going to be enough, ever. I got help from very strange doctors because once I remember they took me to this doctor, the guy actually whispered something in my ear. And to this day, nobody knows what he said. But the strangest thing is for the very first time, I ran out of his office. My mom was behind me, running after me. I crossed the street on my own. I was like 3.5 years old. I hadn't ran. I sat down on the street somewhere, found a lollipop, put it in my mouth, dirty one, of course, and waited for my mom. I know it sounds like witchcraft or something, but I know that's not what saved me, but somehow there was something that connected me to run away. Then I was really interested in what movement could do, you know, all around me. I saw people crossing streets, I saw people eating, I saw very different ways of moving and making it so that the movement was going to be either functional or beautiful. And I saw the difference right away between beauty and function. And I thought one could actually have beautiful movement while bringing on the function of it. There was reasons why people made gestures around them. And I thought, well, I'm going to make my own and see what people say about it. And I think that's how you start being a little more aware of yourself, but also aware of the beauty around you because you're part of it. So then at 7 or 8 years old, they put me in a school of ballet. My God, I hated it. And I had to wear tights, awful black tights, you know, the ones that kind of cripple down your legs and you look skinny and stupid in it. But then after the third day, nobody could take me away from that place because there was music, there was space, and there was a way for me to sculpt myself. And in silence, I heard music in my body. And suddenly it was discovering a whole new world out there, a reason to communicate and to tell stories and to make myself important for that moment.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above.